We are back. I am Andrew Langer in for Steve Gruber today. Very excited to bring our next guest on. His name is Grover Norquist. Known Grover for at least 25 years. He's the founder, president of Americans for Tax Reform. And Grover, let's start it off here with this Matt Taibbi story. You once said that your goal is to cut government in half in 25 years to get it down to the size where we can drown it in the bathtub. This is the why you want to get it cut down to that size so it can't abuse its power, right?
This is just frightening.
Yeah.
It is scary. It is right in front of our faces, and it is part of a pattern, the IRS being sent out, an IRS agent making a house call. How many times does that IRS agent or any IRS agent go to somebody's home and leave a note for them?
Right.
This is a threat, and it was a clear threat. It is inexcusable. But remember, this is the IRS that when the Tea Party was organized in 2009, they shut down the ability of conservative groups that wanted to set up a nonprofit, the 501c3, like any other political organization, C3, C4. For 3 years, only one conservative group was able to get incorporated, and that killed the Tea Party movement, because if you can't incorporate, you can't get a bank account. You can't, put together a few checks, right, and hire somebody part time. And the structures that put millions of people in demonstrations were not able to continue as political entities. It was a political movement strangled to death by the Obama administration's use of the IRS. Then more recently, a pattern. Yeah. The IRS years ago, somebody in the IRS stole thousands and thousands of tax returns, audits of the very wealthiest Americans. They went in by name and got them. They went in by income and got them. The people who stole this, it wasn't some, smash and grab, breaking into some, lawyer's office and stealing three people's tax returns. They had access to the whole kingdom of data. There was no privacy for any American. They took what they wanted, and then they tried to, they were going to say, this shows rich people don't pay taxes. That's not what they found. They were going to say rich people don't get audited. What they found was a lot of audits. But they still went out and sort of said, sure, something like that in a press conference with Democratic senators the day they released it. So the senators knew that this was stolen data. They knew it ahead of time because they organized a press conference. This does not happen overnight. The level of coordination between the people in the IRS who violated people's privacy and stole data and the Democratic senators is unbelievable. And by the way, this is 2 years at least go to jail stuff.
Right.
Look, stealing people's IRS privacy, their tax returns, is against the law.
And Grover, let's shift gears here, right? Because as we're talking about this with regards to the Matt Taibbi case, this is part of the reason why, this is the reason why the left wants access to donor data. We're now seeing Chase Bank is saying that we're not going to let you have a bank account unless you give us access to your donor data. They want this data. They want this information because they want to go and they want to harass and intimidate, don't they?
Yes, they will leak it to thugs, as has happened in the case of people in California. Small businessmen had their businesses attacked because some leftist inside the IRS handed the donations of the businessman to some left-wing group, and that they knew would react violently. There's a reason why people's giving to churches or to political organizations is private, so that people won't be harassed. And the IRS, in violating people's privacy, then there also have been, leaks and just failures to keep hackers from taking stuff.
Right.
But more dangerous is when the IRS agents themselves, the management there, steal your data and hand it out for political purposes. And 2 years ago, Janet Yellen said that they were going to get to the bottom of this and they would let the congressman know who had stolen things and what they'd done about it. and asked about it again just a week or so ago, she said, I'm as anxious as you are to get to the bottom of this. She can fire the head of the IRS. She's the Treasury Secretary, and she chooses not to do anything.
Well, this was the precedent, right, that was set back during the Obama administration. You and I both know that had this happened, previous years, the folks who would have been caught with their hand in the cookie jar would have been fired. They would have been sanctioned. They might have been prosecuted. And then the government would have taken steps to make sure that what these people did would not happen again. No, Lois Lerner and company, they were promoted. And then the IRS tried to create new regulations to make it legal what they were trying to do. I mean, This is the audacity of what they're doing astounds me.
And then the Democrats, Biden and every single Democrat in the House and Senate said, we're so not upset at your violation of Americans' privacy. We're going to give you $80 billion.
Yes.
If your boss doubled your salary, would you believe he had any concerns at all about your work product?
Exactly.
No, you'd take that as a pat on the back and an attaboy and keep doing everything you're doing now.
Amen to that. Grover, listen, I know you've got a Wednesday meeting to prepare for, so we'll let you go off and do that. Thank you so very much for joining us today.
Thank you. Good to be with you, Andrew.
Thanks. That was Grover Norquist, the head of Americans for Tax Reform. ATR.org is the website. Every Wednesday, and Grover's doing this all around the country, they have a meeting of conservatives, free market, limited government folks. They gather in D.C. They gather online. They talk about what they're up to. These meetings are being replicated in states all around the country. If they had a little more time with Grover, we probably would have talked about that effort. I'm sure there's a meeting in Michigan that happens, maybe more than one. A lot of these states have more than one. And it's important. It's important for the groups that are doing the hard work on the ground in these states, in these localities, to know that there are other people out there who are doing this work as well. So go and check it out, ATR.org, my good buddy Grover Norquist. When we come back, I'm going to sort of reset and talk about what we're going to be, tease what we're going to be talking about in the last hour of the show. You can always message me while I'm on the air, facebook.com/AndrewLangerShow. You can also tweet at me on Twitter, @Andrew_Langer on Twitter. I am Andrew Langer. I am in for Steve Gruber, and this is the Steve Gruber Show.
Everybody, let's go, ho, ho, ho! Welcome, everyone, to West High School Spring Fling!
All right, I've gone through all the tracks, just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. Okay, I went to the practice sessions, I slept good, I feel good.
We will now begin the test. Please take out your pencils.
I got this.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you had the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help us get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.